My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Danielle McCartney. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan,
Good Friday night, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan, and tonight, we're calling this McCartan Before Midnight, the super utility around here, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up till 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So, thank you for tuning in. Paulie Rosenberg and I are coming to you live from Lower Manhattan in the Mike Francesa studio, 888-808. 1019 is the phone number to call. Call me up. Let's be part of the conversation tonight, shall we? Well, as you know, last week, Aaron Boone said, or maybe you don't know, maybe you're not aware, there was a quote from him that I heard on the Fox broadcast where they have, like, the in-game interviews. You know, they put the headset on the manager. And there was a quote from Boone that I wrote down. And I was like, this could be important. And for tonight, it absolutely rang true. He said, this is Boone, last week on the Fox broadcast, it's not going to be perfect. The season never is. I feel like this group is really cut out to weather any storms we have. We still have the markings of a really good club. We'll be fine. I believed it then, and I still believe it now, that Aaron Boone's right. The Yankees were 3-10 entering tonight's game. The Yankees were riding a 4-game losing streak entering tonight's game. So, number one, let's start by saying this. Anyone blaming Aaron Boone for the Yankees, I couldn't think of a better word other than bad. Bad offense. Since the last time you and I talked last weekend is just plain stupid. It's a lame, it's a boring, it's a tired take. It is so silly to implement or implicate Aaron Boone in this situation. I'll continue. Number two, that said, here is the key. I loved that he moved Alex Verdugo down in the batting order. Tonight, Verdugo hit sixth. In fact, I actually would have moved him down even farther to seventh. Because over this season alone, just this season, the 2020 season in a vacuum, he's had 47 at-bats as the seventh batter. Verdugo hits .319 in that spot. So I would not be surprised tomorrow if he's moved down one more notch to seventh. Because Alex Verdugo was brought here to elongate the batting order and the lineup. He wasn't brought into New York to be the cleanup hitter for the New York Yankees. He just wasn't. So hitting sixth? And seventh, that's a role that serves not only him, but the team as a whole, even with Giancarlo Stanton and Anthony Rizzo on the shelf. That was an excellent, underrated, dare I say it, move by Aaron Boone. Now here's the thing. Keep it that way. And keep it that way tomorrow and the day after and the day after, because there's just too much switching around, shuffling around in that order. This is working. Keep it. And the Yankees don't have a coaching problem either. These are the same coaches in place now that were in place during the torrid stretch to start the season. And by the way, I love that Luis Rojas is aggressive in the third base box. Again, Boone said last week, we still have the makings of a really good club. We'll be fine. And again, he's right. And tonight's game in Toronto has me feeling that way. I mean, think about this. Every single Yankee that stepped into the batter's box tonight hit the ball successfully. The Yankees scored 7 runs in the 9th inning alone. I'm sitting here waiting to come on to talk to you, and they are continuing to score runs. I'll allow it. And tonight's 16 runs were the most scored of any game this entire season. In fact, you'd have to turn the calendar back all the way to July 6th, 2022. This, I'm telling you, this is a lineup to feel good about, really. Again, as Boone said last week, I feel this group is really cut out to weather any storms we have. He's right. So, exhale. They're going to be all right. 18 hits, 16 runs. I mean, this team is loose and they're having fun again. And that is the key. Look no farther than that 6th inning. I mean, the 6th inning was a coming out party, a re-coming out party for this Yankees offense, where they took their first lead in 41 consecutive innings. Almost a full entire week of baseball. Saturday to Friday, the Yankees took their first lead.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the 6th inning tonight. And I would say, of all the things I am most encouraged by this entire night was Gleyber Torres' 2-run home run, which at the time made it 7-3, Yankees in the top of the 6th. And I was sitting there wondering, like, okay, what did he work on in the 2 days that Aaron Boone benched him? Because he, tonight, looked like, I don't want to say Gleyber Torres of old, but the best version of Gleyber Torres is what he looked like. So I'm wondering that since the home run, and then in the 9th inning, Ryan Rocco on the Yes broadcast said what they were doing, it wasn't mechanical. He said he talked to Gleyber Torres before the game. Whatever it was wasn't mechanical. And Glaber told him, this is a quote, that he talked to the hitting coach, and the hitting coach and Glaber, quote, "We had good conversations about the game of baseball and situational hitting." Now, have you and I talked about the Yankees and being able to situationally hit for how many years now? Okay, that is that's the key. That's what they were executing early on in the season. That's what they are excelling at now. And you can see, you can physically watch the confidence building in Gleyber Torres throughout the game tonight. The home run, the base hit the other way, which is his bread and butter. And then the sac fly to score Judge late. I mean, second and third, no outs. That was a great piece of situational hitting from Gleyber Torres. And I love the fact that the manager, Aaron Boone, stepped up and benched him. Aaron Boone benched him to get the best out of him. And I hope that the growth and the confidence continues with Gleyber Torres, because guess what? I am not trading Gleyber Torres at the deadline. So if you would like to, the only calls we're taking are, okay, who are you going to put in his place? That's what I want to know. The Yankees need Gleyber Torres to be right. They need to get him right, which it might look like it after tonight. Might. We'll see. But more importantly, the Yankees need to keep him right. And by the way, what relegated him to the bench in the first place was his level of hustle and lack thereof, especially in the past couple games. Now, I was very much, and I'm sure you were too, very much attuned to his hustle, especially early on. In his first at-bat, it was an infield single. Gleyber Torres hustled it out. Good for him. And while we're at it, in the eighth, he hustled to try to score. He was safe. He was safe on that slide at the plate. And, you know, Juan Soto told Meredith Marakovitz on the field after the game of Gleyber Torres. He said, quote, "We need every piece of this lineup. He was kind of struggling. He's been seeing and swinging the bat better over the past couple days. So they're noticing it. It's finally taking hold and taking shape." And again, it's not just Torres, who we just talked about, that executed the situational hitting tonight. Judge stands out to me too. I know the game was long over by this point, but the ninth inning, bases loaded, nobody out, in a game that's completely out of hand, what if you're getting into the batter's box and you're free swinging? Let me see what I can do here. Let me pad my stats a little bit. That's not what he did. He did not go. Judge did not stand in that box trying to hack the ball to the moon. In fact, he put the ball in play and he hit a single, his third single of the night, which scored two runs. And that made it 11-5 Yankees at that point. I know. Over, done with, I get it. But the point is, the situational hitting really stood out tonight. And by the way, Oswaldo Cabrera, who I have been lobbying for more playing time every chance I get behind the mic here at WFAN in New York City. Cabrera subbed in defensively, then stepped to the plate. Runners on first and third, no outs. And again, Cabrera delivered. RBI double. What more does this guy have to do to earn himself consistent playing time? Verdugo too, RBI double. DJ LeMahieu in his first extra base hit of the season on a changeup in the eighth. He looked good running to second base too. And not to mention, Juan Soto, before he hit the three-run homer tonight, he was 4-for-31. Every Yankee that stepped into the batter's box tonight hit the ball. Seven players had two or more hits. This is exactly what the doctor ordered for this Yankees lineup. Doesn't matter that Marcus Stroman struggled early and sort of often. Don't worry. The lineup picked him up. So just really, really good stuff tonight from the Yankees offense. They were 9-for-12 with runners in scoring position tonight. And that in particular, that's the formula to win big and to win long in the postseason. And it was great to see the Yankees get back to it in tonight's game in Toronto. And Aaron Boone, after the game, he said, quote, "No doubt it feels good to break out like that. An outstanding night. Hopefully it carries over into tomorrow. We shall see." And I'll be back with you tomorrow in the same bat time, same bat channel to discuss that then. But for right now, this was exactly what the doctor ordered for this Yankees lineup. Situational hitting, situational hitting, situational hitting. And that's what won the game for this team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.